then the government decide to change the policy and to do the change in the law, in the regulations, to provide easier methadone treatment for our heroin addicts. Then at this moment, at the beginning of 90s, we move from a very strict programs for treatment, very drug-free related, not providing a substitution treatment. We move to a harm reduction approach, providing substitution treatment. The substitution was mainly with methadone to all the people that need treatment.
Are they men, women, young people, old people?
Young people at the start, in the 20s, between the 20s and 30s, and mainly men, about 80% they were men, but in very bad conditions at the beginning. At the beginning, for instance, about 70% of all the patients that start in methadone programs were HIV positive, and even during the 90s, more of them were dead by AIDS because the treatment for AIDS starts later. Then we start with providing a lot of the treatment in all Spain. The main idea was to approach the accessibility to methadone substitution treatment in all the centers and in all the people that need. And when time, the infection of HIV was descending. And at this moment, we have very few patients who are HIV infected.
Who is against this program? Is there anyone who's against it?
At that moment, no. It's very well positioned, and the society don't have problems with this problem. Of course, sometimes they are, not now, but at the beginning, there were some problems to introduce the centers for the treatment. But from the last 15 years, really, there is no big problems with that. And methadone is very well considered as a normal treatment for this kind of patients.
Spain is undergoing some economic problems.
Yes.
Who pays for this treatment?
This treatment is provided in the public health system. And I think it's very important that they continue to pay this treatment because methadone treatment is not expensive. We are afraid that if they have to pay, they will not pay. And we will have, again, a big epidemic with HIV, with the other infection-related disorders.
What would be your message for other countries dealing with this problem?
My main message is that methadone is a treatment. Heroin addiction, heroin or opioid addiction is a disease. Methadone, opioid substitution treatment are good treatments. It's important to avoid moralistic ideas and to do as the science gives us, that this is the treatment, the adequate treatment for this kind of disease.